Mr. Bob Dawson, thank you so much for joining me today.
Oh, thank you for having me, Mark. It's good talking with you.
Well, Mr. Dawson, you are part of a sports history in this country. How did you get into this sport in the first place?
Actually, I was a bit of a late bloomer. I started when I was about 13, playing organized hockey, that is. However, like many kids at that time, I was out on the frozen ponds in Lake playing pickup hockey and sort of developed an interest from there and ended up playing minor hockey. As I said, when I was about 13, played high school hockey, and I really took to the game, and consequently I decided that I would try my luck at the university level. In 1967, I went to St. Mary's University in Halifax, tried out for the team. There were about 40 players, and ended up making the team. At that time, the coach of the team was Bob Boucher from Ottawa here.
Now, there's something a little bit more unusual about that, which would be the fact that you were the only black player probably on those ponds and in the minor hockey leagues and on St. Mary's team for a while, right?
Well, I would say there were probably other young blacks playing on the lakes and ponds in the sort of Halifax-Dartmouth area. However, when I played minor hockey in Dartmouth, I perhaps was the only black. I should qualify that. My brother also was a good hockey player, so we were the only blacks in the Dartmouth area that were playing hockey. In terms of St. Mary's, I was the first black to play in the Atlantic Intercollegiate Hockey League, as it was known at that time. There were no other blacks in the league at that time. But eventually, Darryl Maxwell from Truro, Nova Scotia, joined the team in 69. And then the following year, Percy Parris from Windsor, Nova Scotia, the birthplace of hockey, by the way, he joined the team. And it's the first time perhaps in history that there were three blacks on the same university team at the same time.
And playing the front line.
Yes, that particular event happened in 1970. We were playing Mount Allison Mounties in New Brunswick, and I'm a defenseman. Percy and Darryl are forwards, and we're sitting on the bench, and the coach, he says to us, okay, Bob, Percy, and Darryl, okay, I want you out there on to play forward. So we sort of looked at one another and wondering what was going on. But we jumped over the boards and went out and played a few shifts during the game.
I want to go back just a bit, Mr. Dawson. What was it like, that experience for you, being often the only black player on the ice kind of thing?
Well, surprisingly enough, in playing minor league hockey and high school hockey, I had not encountered any problems or issues like racial slurs and what have you. However, during my first year at St. Mary's, it sticks out vividly in my mind when we played in Charlottetown against the University of Prince Edward Island. During the course of the warm-up, of course, we're out there skating around, taking shots and what have you, and I'd skate by the boards, and I would hear fans and spectators using the N-word and calling me coon and snowball and Sambo. And not only that, during the course of the game, there were players who would call me the N-word. They would slash me, try to slew-foot me, and the referees sort of turned a blind eye to what was going on. I'd also encountered similar kinds of experiences like that when I played against St. Evex University in Antigonish during the course of my first year there.
Now, on the St. Mary's team, was that a statement by the coach, do you think, to put the three of you out on the front line?
I think knowing Bob Boucher, Boucher, who had played professional hockey. He played, I think, against blacks at that time who were playing semi-professional hockey, like Stan Chuck Maxwell, Daryl's brother. I think Bob played against him and possibly other black players. So Bob was, I think, socially conscious of the state of race relations within the Halifax Dartmouth area and sort of globally. So I think he, in his own way, was trying to send a message. And the team at that time was made up mainly of Maritimers and local players from the Halifax Dartmouth area. So he had a sense of the, I think, the social history. Yeah.
Well, Mr. Dawson, do you think this broke down any barriers? How do you view your experience and those of your two teammates?
It was an experience, for sure. It was just another aspect of our life in terms of, because we had experienced that on our own through our daily living, and this was just an added layer to that experience, but in a sporting context, which goes to say that racism is not devoid of entering other realms or aspects of life like sports. It was a positive experience in a sense in that the members of the team were very supportive. The university was very welcoming and supporting as well. The ironic thing is that what had happened sort of in 1970 in that game, it was never publicized. There was no publicity around that. In terms of sort of the wider society, I would think it had shown people that blacks can and have the ability to play hockey at a high level. We made it to the Nationals twice. We didn't win the championship, but the fact that our presence on the ice and playing as well as we were playing, I think, sent a message to those that we played against and also to the broader community.
Well, Mr. Dawson, why do you think there aren't more blacks in hockey?
To that question, there are probably a number of reasons. One is economics. The cost of playing hockey is fairly expensive in terms of equipment, in terms of fees. And when you look at other sports, say basketball and baseball and soccer, those sports aren't as expensive as, say, hockey. And also the preponderance of black representation in those other sports, you have more role models that people can identify with and therefore sort of attract the attention of individuals to pursue those particular avenues.
Well, Mr. Dawson, this is Black History Month. What does that mean to you?
To me, Black History is not just one month, is every month. And the unfortunate thing is that our history, which is so rich, has not, what shall we say, it has not found its way in the overall discourse of representation and diversity within the Canadian context. Black History Month certainly has some value in terms of it highlights the accomplishments and contributions of blacks to Canadian society.
Well, Mr. Dawson, do you still like to strap on the skates?
Well, Mark, I'll tell you, I'm 70 years old, and I still play hockey. I play in two leagues, in the Canada Masters Hockey Association and also in the Ottawa Senior Hockey League.
And you're still a terror on the ice, are you?
some seem to think that, you know, and it's rather complimentary in that when you have guys that will say to you, I'm glad I'm playing with you and not against you.
Well, Mr. Bob Dawson, it's been a real pleasure speaking with you. Thank you so much for this.
Oh, thank you very much, Mark.